There is a thing every private pilot learns in the first 10 hours of training, and it is not how to fly. It is how to read weather. Not the pretty version on your phone with the sun icon, the real version. The one with the visibility numbers, the cloud bases, the wind aloft, the freezing levels, the convective outlook for the route. Pilots call the floor of those numbers personal minimums. Personal minimums are the conditions under which you, specifically, with your specific currency and your specific airplane and your specific destination, will actually take off. Below personal minimums, the airplane stays in the hangar, even if everyone else at the airport is going, even if the weather looks fine out the window, even if the trip is a big deal, the airplane stays in the hangar. Operators looking at deals in 2026 need to do the same thing, not with weather. With the deal, the 2026 commercial real estate market has personal minimums attached to every deal type, and the operators who are losing money this year are the ones who took off without checking the numbers. The operators who are buying right now, quietly, at a discount to replacement cost, are the ones who wrote down their personal minimums on the kneeboard before they ever looked at a property. This is Runways and Rent Rolls, the flight plan for serious property operators. Welcome aboard. Today's episode is about what ARG is actually buying right now. Not what the news cycle says is hot. Not what your brother-in-law texted you about last week. What is actually closing escrow in Sacramento and the broader Northern California secondary markets? Who is buying it? Who is selling it? And what the math has to say to make any of it land? We are going to walk 6 deal types that are working, 4 deal types that are not, and the personal minimums that separate the buyers from the sellers in each one. Before we get into the deal types, the macro frame, because the macro is unusual this year and you need it on the kneeboard. Roughly $875 billion of commercial real estate loans mature in 2026. The multifamily share of that maturity wall jumps 56% year over year, from $104 billion in 2025 to $162 billion in 2026, per MMG Real Estate Advisors. A lot of those loans were originated in the 2020 to 2022 window at low fixed rates or interest-only terms. The borrowers cannot refinance at today's rates without injecting fresh equity. Many of them do not have it, so they are listing the property and the price is meaningfully below what they paid. CMBS multifamily default rates have moved from under 2% in 2023 to over 6% in 2025-2026. That is the structural setup. That is why properties are trading at a discount in 2026, even though the news cycle is mostly talking about something else. Sacramento sits in a constructive position inside that macro. Multifamily occupancy held in the 95-96% range right through the 2023-2024 supply surge, when nearly 7,500 market-rate units came online. New deliveries collapsed 72% in 2026, from 3,363 units last year to 952 units this year, per Colliers Q1 2026. The pipeline contains only about 1,400 units under construction. Stabilized cap rates sit at 4.5-5.5%. Value-add cap rates run 6-8%. Translation: the supply pipeline is clearing while occupancy is holding. That is the textbook setup for rent recovery in 2027 and 2028. So the 2026 acquisition is not a 2026 cash flow play. It is a 2027, 2028, 2029 cash flow play with a 2026 acquisition basis. Now the deal types, 6 that are working, we are going to spend most of the episode on the first 2 because that is where ARG is actually transacting. The other 4 are real. They have a place, but they are smaller pieces of the picture. Deal type 1. Distressed value-add multifamily, 8 to 32 units, in Sacramento and the surrounding Tier 2 submarkets. This is the load-bearing deal type for 2026, and it is the one with the most expensive personal minimum check. Here is the shape of it. An operator bought a 16-unit Sacramento multifamily in 2021 at a 4.0 cap, financed it with a 3-year bridge at SOFR, plus 350, executed maybe half a renovation plan, and now the bridge is maturing. The conventional refinance does not pencil at today's rates. The owner has a choice: write a check to keep the property or list it. They are listing it. the asking price is 18% below what they paid 4 years ago. The listing has been on for 90 days. There are three offers, none of them at ask, and the operator is going to take the best one because the alternative is the lender takes it for less. That is the deal. The buyer is the operator who can verify the income, verify the expenses, fix the debt structure, and carry the property through the rehab on capital that does not come from the property's cash flow. Because here's the thing about a property that is bleeding rent at a 4.0 acquisition cap with deferred maintenance and a soft tenancy, the cash flow during the rehab is negative. You cannot fund the rehab from the property. You fund it from a capital reserve, from an interest reserve, from your balance sheet, or from a bridge lender willing to write the rehab capital at a rate that makes sense over an 18 to 24 month execution window. And this is where it gets interesting, because that bridge lender is in a meaningful number of Sacramento deals right now, ARG's lending arm. Same firm, two lanes converging on the same transaction. ARG's brokerage represents the operator buyer on the acquisition. ARG's lending arm provides the bridge capital, originated against a pool of accredited private lenders who hold direct notes secured by the property. Single asset, single note, single buyer, business purpose. Payoff when the operator's stabilized refinance lands in 2028 or 2029. That is the loop. So the personal minimum for deal type one. You are buying a property where the all-in basis, acquisition plus capex plus interest reserve plus lease-up cost, is below replacement cost. You are buying it where the post-renovation stabilized value, underwritten at today's market cap rate, not at 2021's, supports the operator's wealth event from NOI uplift, not from cap rate compression. You have a 5 to 7 year hold horizon. You have an operations team that can execute a focused rehab to property management Class A standard inside the planned timeline. And you have the capital reserve to carry the property through the 18 to 24 months when the cash flow is negative. If any of those is a no, the airplane stays in the hangar. The reason most operators in your local market cannot do this deal is the reserve requirement. They have the down payment. They do not have the next $2 million on the balance sheet to fund 18 months of negative cash flow plus the renovation budget. That is why these properties are sitting on the market at a discount. The buyer pool is small. ARG sits inside that small pool because ARG's PM operation is the operations team, and ARG's lending arm has a network of accredited private lenders willing to fund the bridge capital. That is the operator class advantage in this lane. Big Pete, the multifamily acquirer in our persona stack, you have probably already underwritten three of these deals in the last 60 days and walked away from two of them. Walking away is the right answer when the personal minimums do not clear. The deal you do not do is sometimes the most profitable trade of the year. Deal type 2. Business purpose hard money lending to operators executing inside the maturity window. This is the credit side mirror image of deal type 1, and it is the cleanest capital partnership lane ARG operates today. Here is the shape. An operator is moving on a Sacramento value-add multifamily acquisition. They need to close in 14 days because the lender forced the seller's timeline. They cannot close conventional in 14 days. Conventional takes 45 plus on a stabilized property and even longer on a value add. They need bridge capital, 12 to 24 months, secured by the property, business purpose, single asset, payoff when the conventional refinance or the disposition lands. That is the loan. Sacramento hard money rates sit in the 8 to 12% range with closes in 3 to 10 days. The lenders in this market, North Coast Financial, Lantzman, Twin Rivers, ARC, SDC, plus ARG's lending arm, all play in this lane. ARG's posture is business purpose only. Hard money, bridge capital for investors and operators moving on a deal, not consumer mortgages, not residential refinances on owner-occupied homes. The line stays clean because the line has to stay clean. The corporate brokerage exemption under California real estate licensing law holds. ARG operates inside it without needing the federally registered mortgage loan originator credential because business purpose lending sits outside the consumer purpose lane that credential governs. We do not quote rates on this show. If you are running the math on a specific loan, That is a phone call, not a podcast. Now, the capital partnership angle, because this is where outside capital enters the ARG picture in the cleanest possible way. ARG accepts capital from accredited individual private lenders to fund the bridge loans ARG originates. The lender holds a direct note secured by the underlying Sacramento real property. Single asset. No pool. No commingling. No collective investment vehicle. The lender is a senior creditor on a real estate transaction. The instrument is a loan, not a limited partner interest in any pooled offering. That structural distinction matters. It means the relationship sits outside the federal private securities framework that governs pooled real estate offerings, and it means ARG can talk about it in plain English without the language constraints that come with a registered offering. If you are an accredited investor and you are curious about private lending against business purpose Sacramento real estate, info@allinclusiverealtygroup.com gets you our standard private lender package. Single asset, single note, business purpose, secured by Sacramento real property. Not a fund, not a pooled offering, not a guaranteed return product. A direct loan with the standard senior creditor protections. Frank, our capital lender persona, this is your lane. The package answers the questions you are going to ask before you ask them. The reason this lane matters in 2026 is that the maturity wall on the equity side creates the loan demand on the credit side. Every distressed acquisition that closes in Sacramento this year requires bridge capital. Every operator working inside an 18-month rehab window needs interest reserve capital. Every BRRR operator needs the construction to permanent gap closed. ARG's lending arm is not the only firm in this market, but it is one of the firms in this market, and the accredited private lenders funding it are getting better risk-adjusted yields than the public credit markets are paying right now. That is the structural read. Deal type 3, the BRRR play, but only where the operational uplift carries the math. Buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat. The 2026 version of VAR works where the post-rehab appraised value supports a cash-out refinance at 70 to 75% loan-to-value that exceeds the all-in basis. Sacramento rent growth sits at about 0.1% year-over-year per Yardi matrix, which means the pure rent growth RR thesis is weak in this market. The Sacramento BRRR play that is working is operational. You acquire a property below market because of deferred maintenance. You execute a focused rehab to ARG's PM Class A standard. You stabilize tenancy. You refinance on the post-rehab NOI, not on a hopeful rent growth forecast. ARG's PM operation is the durable advantage because the property exits the rehab into a managed portfolio with sub-30-day release cycles, AB12 and AB1482 and SAC TPP clean leases and Owen validated maintenance reserves. Deal type 4, opportunity zones under the OBBBA renewal. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, signed July 4, 2025, made the Opportunity Zones program permanent. The OZ 1.0 deferral window for capital gains realized in 2024-2025 closes December 31, 2026. The OZ 2.0 framework takes over January 1, 2027 with stricter rules. Sacramento has multiple existing OZ census tracts. If you have a 2024 or 2025 capital gain you have not yet redeployed, the calendar is mechanical. ARG does not currently operate a qualified opportunity fund. ARG's role on opportunity zone work is brokerage representation on the underlying real estate acquisition. Your CPA and your securities counsel form the QOF. We represent you on the property purchase. That is the lane. Deal type 5, 1031 exchange paired strategies. The OBBBA preserved 1031 in its current form. 45 days from sale to identify replacement property, 180 days from sale to close, equal or greater debt and equity carry forward, qualified intermediary required, no constructive receipt of proceeds. Approximately $100 billion in 1031 exchange deals from 2020 to 2021 are hitting their five-year loan maturities in 2026-2027 per markets group. Many of those owners are not the buyer this cycle. They are the seller. That is supply. At the same time, the maturity wall sellers from deal type 1 are also creating supply. An exchanger with a clean exit on a 2024-2026 disposition can identify into the value-add multifamily window at a moment when the inventory is the deepest it has been in 15 years. Vivian Tinoco, our transaction coordinator, and Natasha at Fidelity, our escrow lead, run the standard 1031 execution pattern with Tess overlay on the after-tax IRR before the disposition is final. That is the lane. Deal type 6, net lease single tenant for capital preservation. This is the one we mentioned quickly because it is the right answer for a specific kind of investor and the wrong answer for most. Net lease single tenant retail and industrial sit in the 5.5 to 7.5% cap rate range in 2026 with 10 to 15 year corporate leases on credit rated tenants. Stable cash flow, minimal operational overhead. Not exciting, not what RG sources for its own portfolio, but for an investor whose stated objective is capital preservation with modest yield, particularly an exchanger using a 1031 to step out of active operations into a passive hold. Yvonne and Dana represent the buy on net lease assets. Owen validates condition, and the asset does not enter ARG's managed portfolio. That is the lane. Now, four deal types that are not working in 2026. Personal minimums are not clearing. The airplane stays in the hangar. Deal type 1 of the don't-do list. Overleveraged Class A multifamily acquired at peak 2020-21-2022 cap rates. This is the seller side of the maturity wall we have been talking about all episode. Operators who paid sub-4 cap rates in 2021-2022, financed with floating rate or short-duration debt, are now refinancing at materially higher debt service. Their NOI does not cover the new mortgage payment. They are listing, they are selling at a discount to what they paid. If you bought one of these in 2021 and you are still holding it, this is a you already know conversation. If you are looking at acquiring a Class A multifamily from one of these sellers, the personal minimum is whether the acquisition basis at today's price plus your CapEx plan plus your interest reserve plus your lease up holds at downside, not at base. Most do not. The deals that work in the value-add lane work because the operator can fix what is broken. The Class A trophy assets are not broken, they are just over-leveraged. Different problem, different math. Deal type 2 of the don't-do list. Speculative high-rise office in urban cores. CMBS office delinquency rate has moved from 1.6% in mid-2022 to over 12.3% in early 2026, per CBRE and Commercial Observer. National office vacancy sits near 20%. Some signs the office distress is closer to the end than the beginning, but the recovery is bifurcated. RG operates in residential property management, residential investment sales, and business purpose hard money lending in Greater Sacramento. ARG does not source, underwrite, manage, or finance high-rise office. The boundary is clean and intentional. If high-rise office is your investment thesis, the right firm is not IRG, and we will tell you so on the discovery call. Deal type 3 of the don't-do list. Mistimed flips in declining secondary markets. Flip thesis depends on a 6 to 12-month execution window and an exit market that holds or appreciates. In 2026, secondary markets with weak fundamentals, negative population growth, employment decline, deferred maintenance burden across the housing stock, are seeing flip operators take losses on the exit. The 70% rule was supposed to absorb that risk. The operators losing money are the ones who skipped the rule because the 2021-2022 market made it look conservative. ARG's flip lane runs through Owen's PM team for the rehab and Dana's disposition discipline for the exit. Tess's after-tax IRR overlay is mandatory before any disposition is final. The operators getting flips wrong this year are the ones working without those gates. Deal type 4 of the don't-do list. Ground-up development with floating-rate debt. Development cycles run 24 to 36 months from acquisition through stabilization. Floating-rate debt over that window in the 2024-2026 rate environment compounded into significant cost overruns for projects that broke ground assuming 2021 rates. Higher construction costs, higher labor costs, higher debt service. ARG does not develop ground up. ARG acquires existing assets, rehabilitates them, and holds or disposes them. The boundary again is clean. So here is what I want you to take off the kneeboard from this episode if you are underwriting a deal in the next 60 days. First, for every deal you are looking at, Ask the personal minimums question before the price question. What is your hold horizon? What is your capital reserve? What is your operations team? What is your exit underwriting at downside, not at base? If any of those four is undefined, the deal is not ready to take off. Second, for the value-add lane specifically, ask whether the seller is a maturity wall seller or a strategic seller. The maturity wall seller is the discount. The strategic seller is the market. Two different math problems, two different price ranges, two different walking away thresholds. Third, for the lending side, if you have idle capital looking for risk-adjusted yield in the credit lane, the private business purpose loan secured by Sacramento Real Property is one of the cleanest deals available right now. Single asset, single note, single buyer. Not a fund. Not a pooled offering. A direct loan with senior creditor protections. The package goes out by email when you ask for it. Fourth, and this is the one operators forget, ask whether the deal you are looking at is actually inside your circle of competence. McElroy, who has been buying distressed multifamily through three cycles, said this week on a video that the buyers winning right now are the ones with the team that can fix what others cannot. The deal is not the price. The deal is the fix. If you are not the operator for the fix, the deal is not yours, even at the discount price. If you want Gary to walk through whether a specific deal in your underwriting queue clears AirG's personal minimums check, 5-year hold, capital reserve, operations team, downside underwriting, the runway sign on the page below this episode says investing. And that is where you click through to book a free 30-minute consultation. Bring the actuals on the deal in question. We will walk it together. The deal you do not do is sometimes the most profitable trade of the year, and we say that out loud at the consultation table. If you are an accredited investor curious about the private lending lane, direct note, single asset, business purpose, secured by Sacramento Real Property, info@allinclusiverealtygroup.com gets you the standard private lender package. We will send it the same business day. No fund, no pool, no pooled offering. A straightforward conversation about a straightforward instrument. And if you are ever interested in becoming a pilot yourself, do not hesitate to reach out. The thing pilots get right that most investors get wrong is that the personal minimums get written down before the airplane is in the air, not after. That habit transfers to every other operator decision you make for the rest of your life. You have been listening to Runways and Rent Rolls, where altitude meets asset management, the flight plan for serious property operators. Until next week, fly the panel.